Well, over the last few years, we've heard that everything being online potentially may have been the death of books and spending that nice rainy weekend curl up with one of your favourites, because tablets and Kindles and all of that sort of thing potentially changing the way that we do get all of our written material. But joining us this morning is the Festival Director of the Newcastle Writers' Festival. Good morning, Rosemary Milson. Apparently not taking too much of the shine off your event. We're all still reading books.
Yes, we are. I think the death of the book was a little bit premature, the promotion around that. And actually, statistics in the last couple of years have shown that digital versions of books have actually stagnated. So it's really interesting. I think that there's something still very tangible about having the book in your hands, and we still want that experience.
Yeah, I think you're right. In terms of music, for example, I know most people are doing a lot of things online, but when it comes to books, it is something that's very personal. We sort of escape into the world of the novel or the bio that we're reading, and I think that having that tangible item in front of us, the sound of the page flicking, you just can't take away from it, can you?
No, you can't. And I think it is very personal, and I think it, I mean, I don't know about you, but I hold on to a lot of my books, and which drives my husband crazy. But, and you know, and I pick them up again and I revisit them. I mean, Jane Eyre's one, for example, I often will pick up maybe every 3 or 4 years and just read again. And I like having them there. They remind me of periods of my life or my uni, because I did English at Newcastle Uni, so I've got all my English texts there, you know, the Romantics, Shakespeare. And, yeah, it just reminds me of times of my life. And I love returning to some of my favourite books time and again.
Yeah, just like a good movie. You put it down and a few years later you come back and have a look at it. But a very significant milestone for the Newcastle Writers' Festival. This is your 5th year, Rosemary. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. I said at the program launch that my daughter, my youngest child, wasn't yet 2 when I started organising the first festival. So she has no sense of life BS before festival. It's all just part of, you know, the dining table's got programs all over it. When we're proofing the program to go to the printer, it takes over our whole kind of house. And my study, or my desk area, is just off our dining room. And there's piles of books on either side. And so, yeah, it is an amazing achievement. And it's really because of the support we've had from the community.
And who knows, in a few years' time, she may be presenting at the Writers' Festival. But can you tell us, Rosemary, some of the authors that will be presenting this year over the 3 days?
It's a pretty incredible lineup, if I do say so myself. I was amazed at, I sent invitations out, and you often expect to get, you know, and a couple of people always do say, look, I'm so sorry, I'm going to be overseas, or I've got a wedding, but everyone pretty much said yes this year. And so Michael Lunig, the much-loved cartoonist, will be speaking at opening night, and I think at the back of my mind I was keen to hear from people this festival who have got very interesting stories and who help reflect our stories back to us, and I think Michael does that so well. So he'll be chatting at opening night on Friday the 7th of April about these curly times, and everyone will know Michael's character, Mr. Curly. And throughout the weekend, we've got Tara Moss, who will be speaking. We've got Denga Dutt, and people might know him because of recently being awarded the New South Wales Australian of the Year, and I think was a front runner for Australian of the Year. Sudanese former boy soldier who came to Australia as a refugee and is now a lawyer in Western Sydney. So he'll be speaking, and it's an extraordinary story. It really is, and I think he'll be amazing. We've got Mark Colvin coming up to speak about his memoir. We've got journalist Julia Baird talking about her enormously, it's like a brick biography of Queen Victoria, and it's fascinating. And she ran into a bit of trouble with some of the royal gatekeepers, shall we say, of documents, and so she'll talk about that experience. We've got on the Saturday, we've also got a couple of journalists. Gary Ramage is a war photographer who spent time in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's going to be talking about war stories and how the reality of war impacts on people who are caught up in it, including obviously the citizens. We've got Belinda Alexandra, very popular best-selling writer, writes a lot of women's fiction. We've got Nick Earls. We've got Carolyn Bauer talking about... people know her. She's a journalist who writes about books and interviews other writers. She's actually just published her very first book. So she's on the other side of the table at this festival for a couple of sessions. But look, Richard Roxburgh is going to be the most popular. We've had a lot of interest in Richard Roxburgh. I think people on Facebook, went a bit crazy when we announced that he was coming. And again, you know, tells stories through a number of different mediums, on stage, in film. And he's also just published his first children's book and illustrated it. So he's a lovely artist, actually. So Richard will be talking about writing for children, and I suppose, you know, the creative process across all those different mediums that that we love him for, including Rake.
Yes, it'll be a huge change of gears for him doing children's book writing, moving away from Rake there. Before we let you go, Rosemary, I thought I'd have to ask you one last question. In your expert opinion, what do you think makes a really good bit of writing? What grabs your attention?
Look, I think really good writing is compelling, and I think it's economical, so it's not necessarily a lot of words, but they cut to the core of something. They engage you on a number of levels. So possibly I find writing that engages my senses. So, you know, the smell recreates an image in my mind, colour. I think writing that hits you on a number of levels is the most powerful and the most effective.
Well, Rosemary, thanks for your time this morning. We look forward to the Writers' Festival. It is happening from Friday, April the 7th. And if you'd like some more information, head to newcastlewritersfestival.org.au. 2NURFM 103.7.